Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Never met this person in person. That was Samantha Crane. Big fan. That's from Gumshoe, a brand new record from her that came out this past August, and the song Dart. My name's Julian Taylor. You are listening to The Jukebox. If you haven't heard Samantha Crane, we've played her a couple times on the show. She is from the Choctaw Nation and is from Shawnee, Oklahoma. And it's pretty cool to see her doing so well out there internationally and opening the doors for many people like her. Another person who is opening some doors and really making some great music is Jaylee Wolf. She was nominated for a Juno Award a couple years ago for her incredibly powerful song, Child of the Government. And she was nominated for Contemporary Indigenous Artist or Group of the Year. Here she is on the show with Gold.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, eyes in his head, see the world spinning round. Well on the way, head in a cloud, the man of a thousand voices talking perfectly loud, but nobody ever hears him or the sound he appears to make. And he never seems to notice, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Tell what he wants to do, and he never shows his feelings, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
That is The Fool on the Hill by The Beatles, and I'm sure you've heard of them by now. My name's Julian Taylor, and this is The Jukebox. Thanks for tuning into the show. We are going to play a tune called Optimistic by Sounds of Blackness, released in 1991. This is an American vocal and instrumental ensemble. It is urban contemporary gospel. It is wonderful, and I hope you enjoy that. Akinamo is also on the show. Akinamo is an American rapper from North Carolina, Charlotte to be exact. A very cool R&B acoustic style that blends EDM as well. We're going to hear Relaxation Electric by Akinamo. Also, Thelma Plum is coming up, Better in Black. Thelma Plum from all the way down under in Australia. We've played Thelma on the show a few times now. And here is our featured artist of the week, Shawnee Kish. We've played her before, and we are going to play her again. Here is Got It Bad.
They give me reasons why I should walk away. You looking at me, girl, what can I say? I've got it bad. I've got it bad. Think I'm in trouble. Trouble is my fun. A hot hit, maybe too much. I've got it bad. No, I've got it bad. Ooh. It's just you, me, and your hate. What am I supposed to?
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Thank you. Big up to Jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. There are many vegetarian sources of protein, and Alana Braverman wants to help more people enjoy them.
Tempeh, tofu, seitan, fava beans, black-eyed peas, kidney beans. I could go on and on.
Braverman co-founded Greener by Default, a nonprofit that encourages hospitals and other institutions to offer plant-based proteins by default instead of by special request.
All to help make plant-based the easy choice and normalize that option.
For example, her group helps Sodexo, a food service provider, begin to offer two vegetarian chef specials daily at 11 New York City hospitals.
Both of those specials were offered to the patients. If they said no to both of those options, then they were offered a different choice.
The nonprofit helped rename the dishes to highlight their flavors, and the chef led tastings for hospital staff so they could give genuine recommendations.
And this resulted in about 50% of patients eating those plant-based meals.
Eating more plant-rich foods is linked to a lower risk of heart disease and diabetes. And it helps the climate, because growing vegetables causes less carbon pollution than producing meat products. So making vegetarian meals the default menu option can benefit the health of people and the climate. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You're listening to